We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiber. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
The scene, London, the time, the present, the cast, John Amos and Frank Muir versus Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. While beside me sits our scorer, numerate to a fault, Leonie Lawson. John, a two-part question. First, what is it? And secondly, what language is Turangalila? Can't beat a nice gong.
It was a rather nice loaded question, loaded with the answer, wasn't it?
Well, it was a bit, yes, but you'd like to tell us the composer. What is it, anyway? What is it?
Well, you said, what language is Turangalila?
I did.
Well, I think the piece is actually called Turangalila.
Yes.
Would I be right?
What sort of a piece is it, formally speaking?
I think it's called a symphony,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it's the Turangalila Symphony by...
It's a wonderful piece for an enormous orchestra, yes. Pianoforte and a wailing willy. Called On de Martineau. But it's
these things
really
when
waiting,
you wave your hand
and all that.
Yes, right. And the second half.
Understand a word of this. Well, that's why they broadcast them, Frank, so as you can hear them and then get to know what it all means. A wailing willy is the thing that makes a noise like that.
Who's the composer?
Edmond Martineau. The name of the composer is Olivier Messiaen.
Yes, yeah, that's right. And what language is Turangalila?
I think it's a language without script. Sanskrit.
Yes, Sanskrit. Ooh. That's right. Lovely stuff. Yes. Title, I'm assured, comes from two Sanskrit words. Frank, a Hollywood theme. Question, in what way did a sequence from this film double the consumption of cigarettes? Shall we sidle up on this one or get a sort of straightforward answer?
No, Dennis and I, we grew up with this, didn't we?
Yeah.
It was Paul Henry.
Yes.
And it was Null Voyager with Bette Davis, and he lit two cigarettes at the same time. Yes. And passed one on to a girlfriend, and Dennis and I tried to do this when we were young, and it always sticks to the lip when you're very young.
Or else, what's equally humiliating is you used to do it, and with two cigarettes in your mouth, looking somewhat like a sea lion, she then told you she didn't smoke.
Yes.
Yes.
Wonderful scene.
Yes, yes, absolutely wonderful. Yes,
that's right.
Anyway, it was in the film, yes, Null Voyager, music by Max Steiner. Ian, Kathleen Threlkeld, who lives near Norwich, was a land girl in World War II. She told me that one day she was driving a horse and cart, whistling a tune and accompanied by a border collie called Bob. What she couldn't understand was that Bob kept lying down in front of the horse. And then she realised what it was. The long notes in the tune that she was whistling were his lie down command. This was the tune. What was the tune, Ian?
Right, Jove, she must have been a siffleur in the same class as John. Because,
yeah.
One doesn't sort of think of going along in a horse-drawn vehicle with a border collie and whistling Elgar.
That's right.
Chanson de matin.
Indeed. No less, indeed. Chanson de matin by Elgar, yes. Dennis, your turn. Another film theme, this by a talented composer of songs. Then it's I Cover the Waterfront, Out of Nowhere, Body and Soul. Oh. He wrote some splendid tunes as well as that theme for Rain Tree County.
Oh, yeah.
Who was he?
Well, it was like John Dankworth and Johnny Dankworth. He was either John Green or Johnny Green, according to whether he was conducting or composing, I think.
Yes, either way, yes.
Also, a musical director for MGM for years.
Yes, that's right. John W. Green. Right. Eight tunes, eight titles, four from each side. Pens and paper handy, because here's the piano medley. Right,
the
John
Dread Medley.
Right, yes. First four for you. Right. Right, get the names then. John, Frank. John, you might have known the first one.
I wrote down
Valencia.
What did you write there? Sorry.
Was he right?
Yes, he's right. Valencia.
Right. Well, then I'll cross out Constantinople and not tell you what I've written down.
Well said.
Now I have to call him Father.
Yes. Then.
It's one of those ballets. Is it La Fille Mal Gardée?
Yes, it's the clog dance from La Fille Mal Gardée. Yes. And.
No. I know this so well, and I can't arrive at the title. I mean,
that one.
Whoops, we go again. Whoops, we go again.
No, it's not called Ardy Dardy Da.
Here we are again, happy as can be. All good friends and jolly good company.
Jolly good company.
Never mind the weather. Never mind the rain.
I've had to say it before, I'll say it again, Frank. Sit. Right. Over to the other side.
I
right,
think
Dennis.
You can get arrested for that in Italy, you know.
Yes, probably.
Hey, Look Me Over
is right, yes. Yeah. Then came...
Hush, 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 here comes the bogeyman.
Well, that's not what Bizet called.
Wait a minute. Sorry, what were you going to say? Well, I was going to say that we had this once before, and I, please don't write in about this. There were thousands of letters because I said, somewhere out of the dim mists of memory, it's called Come, 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 Remember You're a Plum.
I have just realised what it comes from, although not necessarily which part. But I think it is a bit of Bizet.
Yes,
it's from the L'Alésienne Suite.
That's right. It's the farandole, the overture. Yes, I can shed a little darkness on that, Dennis. This one is dum 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 dum, and the other one is come come come. Remember you're a plum.
That's it. Right. Okay.
But there is also something. I mean, what's the difference between that and hush, hush, hush? Here comes the bogeyman.
There you have me. Right,
couple
two
of plums and a bogey.
Two more to come.
Fall in and follow me.
Fall in and follow me, and da 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 pum pa 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 pa.
Yes. Gaumont British News.
Yes, that's right.
World to the world.
The sign off of Gaumont British News. Yes, that's right. Very good. The next round can be summarised in one word. Who was that? Anybody know?
That's my vocal coach. It was Darlene Edwards.
Edwards, accompanied by, of course. You know who accompanied?
Percy West.
Yes, well, Jonathan. Jonathan and Darlene Edwards. They were, in fact, Joe Stafford, weren't they? And and Frank, I think you remember the cover of the EP record.
Yeah, because it It had the
keyboard.
The piano keyboard, didn't
That's
it?
Right.
And two hands. Yeah. And only when you got the thing home for about 2 months, you realised there were two left hands.
Actually, they're two right hands, actually, but the same thing in reverse.
Well, yes. I was in Australia when I bought mine.
So the question is, who? John. Who refused to finish reading Sir Walter Scott's Kenilworth because, he said, the man writes for money? It was the same man who said, and I have some sympathy with him, he said, I like trees better than people. Do you know?
Well, a composer who liked trees better than people
yes.
was Balfour Gardner.
Yes, but much
because he did nothing but plant them.
I'll tell you who it was. It was Beethoven who said, I won't read Kenilworth because the man writes for money.
Oh.
Strange thing. Anyway, that worth it to find out, wasn't it?
Yes.
Interesting comment from Beethoven.
Yeah. Well, yes, indeed. Frank, a definition for you, I quote, a poetical tale or fiction represented by vocal and instrumental music adorned with scenes, machines, and dancing. Whose definition of what, Frank? Music has a K on the end.
Machines indicates 17th century, early 18th century, and probably yes. a reference to masks.
Yes, well, it's a definition of opera by...
Paul.
I can't call him 18th century. If he's 18th century...
Wasn't there much of opera about, was there, in England?
No. If it's 18th century, then the 18th century begins earlier than I think it does.
Oh, so it's 17th century.
Well, he was born in 1631. He died in May 1700.
Oh, dear. So it would be English opera he was talking
yes.
about.
Hmm. Yes, that's right. Well, he's talking about opera in general. I'm going to have to tell you it was Dryden.
Was it?
It was Dryden's definition of opera, yes. Ian, can you sing us the first line of a song about a national hero born in 1720 who was by birth a quarter Anglo-Polish, a quarter Italian, a quarter French, and a quarter German? So he certainly came from over the water, even if it wasn't his favourite drink.
Over the water? Is this a prince from over the water?
Yes. Well, prince of went over the water anyway.
Yes. So you want the first line
first of line of a song about him, about his departure.
Beat bonny bold like a bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad that's born to be king over the sea to sky.
Yes, the first line I had in mind was Bonnie Charlie's Gone Away, of course, which is...
Bonnie
Charlie's Gone Away, yes. Interesting that Bonnie Prince Charlie was quarter Anglo-Polish, quarter Italian, quarter French and quarter German.
Yes.
I didn't know
well,
that before.
I take your word for it, Steve.
Dennis, well, I quote... You are to know that this, my ancestor, was not only a military genius, but fit also for the arts of peace, for he played on the bass viol as well as any gentleman at court. A character in whose portrait gallery?
Haven't the remotest notions.
Can I give you a little piano clue?
Any clue, you can give me a clue on the linoleum, anything would lighten my... Sir Roger de Coverley's gallery.
Yes, that's right. Counting the number of beats in a bar is something we all learnt at school, even if it's the only thing we did learn there. Even simpler, surely, is counting the number of notes that one hears in a musical passage. So let me try, all four of you, how many notes in this phrase... John.
15.
Frank?
6, 7, 8. No, you're
not allowed to be quick.
12, 13, 14.
14, right. Ian?
16.
Dennis?
Knowing your mind, without having counted at all, 16 going on 17.
Yes. Well, there you are. Ian gets the mark. There were 16 notes in that. Right, having got the ears tuned in, how many notes here at the start of Bach's Chromatic Fantasy? I'm sorry, we seem to have got that at the wrong speed. I'm sorry. How many have you got down so far, John?
I
I've got 92.
92, Frank. John, quick.
I think I'll say 30.
30, yes. Ian?
I'll say 36.
Thank you, Dennis.
I did so well with 16 going on 17, I'm going to repeat it.
16 to 17, yeah. Well, anyway, we'll now hear it at the proper speed. How many notes? John.
In the treble.
Quick go.
What about the doublings?
How many notes did we hear? Well, doubling, okay, doubling.
Well, you heard, I should think, 36 plus a few in the bass.
Yes, so how many would you like to opt for then?
I'd say 42.
42. Frank, quick.
I would say 12, but several of them were repeated.
Ian?
I'll just add a few to what I said before and say 40.
40. Dennis?
34.
34. Well, the answer is we heard two phrases of 23 notes each. That's a total of 46. But they were played in octaves, so 92 is right. And Frank guessed 92 first time round.
It's like spot the ball.
I once went to a recital with a very distinguished pianist who I think would prefer me not to mention his name, because I think he hopes he'd forgotten me by now. And he came out onto the platform, sat down at the piano, and he played the rum. And he simply couldn't remember how it went on. So he played the first phrase another three times, and he went off and had a look at the music.
Terrible thing to have happen.
Awful.
To you. Yes, that's right. It's like going, isn't it? like that.
I can literally remember in a show I was in many years ago when an actress came up to me, Mona Washbourne it was, and all she had to say to me, I had a bad cold at the time, admittedly, she said, have they found Cesario? And I mean, it was either yes or no. And I was having to work out, well, if they found him, the play's over, and there is another quarter of an hour. No.
You're right. We'll press on, I think. Fairs of various kinds, one for each of you. John, a hopak. From which fair, by whom?
Sorocinci.
By?
Mussorgsky.
Mussorgsky, yes. I consulted our BBC pronunciation experts this very, very day, and they say they are now recommending Sorocinci fair.
Sorocinci?
Yes, but you get the mark, don't you?
Be the first in your block to pronounce it right.
Still fairs. Frank, who's this at Scarborough Fair?
Are you going to Scarborough? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Who is it, Frank? Do you recognise the voice?
Roger Whittaker.
Yes, Roger Whittaker it was. Ian, Billy Bigelow is the barker at Travelling Fair, or Carousel. At one point in the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, he sings about his son. Who's the singer?
My boy Bill, I will see that he's named after me. My Bill, my boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No!
Recognize?
This is somebody that one would not perhaps expect to be singing this, although right. He does splendidly.
Doesn't he?
I think this is Ben Luxon.
Benjamin Luxon it was, yes.
The Miller notes sound awfully like you. Yeah. Well,
I'm flattered.
There's a tribute to somebody or other, anyway. Dennis, fairs again. Who's this singing about his truly, truly fair?
My truly, truly fair, truly, truly fair, how I love my tulip bed. There's songs to sing her, trinkets to bring her, flowers for her golden hair.
A note here and there like Frank.
Yeah. Most of his songs had that sort of double clapping sound. That's Guy Mitchell.
Guy Mitchell, yes. And an extra mark for someone. How far, how many miles from where we're sitting is this fair?
About
140 miles, Ian, and any suggestions?
I would have thought a little less than that. I would have said about 120.
Well, what fair is it?
it's Brigg.
Brigg, I see.
Brigg Fair, north of Lincoln. I looked it up in the AA book. John's nearest, it's 156 miles. Love of one kind or another, hardly surprisingly, is the topic of these four final non-scoring songs. Frank first with I'll Be Your Sweetheart. And Frank, you don't mind if the audience joins in with you, do you?
I'd appreciate it.
Right.
I'd appreciate it. I'll be your sweetheart if you will be mine. All my life I'll be your valentine. Keep them and be true when I'm a man. My plan will be to marry you.
I was trying to save time.
Yes, the king of the 31 bar chorus. Henry Carey wrote a poem something like 2.5 centuries ago, which John sings now. Sally in Our Alley.
Of all the girls that are so smart, there's none like pretty Sally. She is the darling of my heart and lives in our alley. There's ne'er a lady in the land that's half as sweet as Sally. She is the darling of my heart and lives in our alley.
You want another verse?
My master and the neighbors all make game of me and Sally, and but for her I'd better be a slave and row a galley. But when my 7 long years are out, oh, then I'll marry Sally. Oh, then we'll wed, and then we'll bed, but not in our alley.
That could be called committing Harry Carey.
Dennis, tell us about what happens in the woodshed.
All right.
Introduction.
He asked her if she'd kiss him in the garden, and in the garden she said no. He even tried to kiss her on the old back porch, but on the back porch she wouldn't go. He wondered if she was human or if she was made of wood. So at last he tried to kiss her in the woodshed, and in the woodshed...
From 6 sea songs by Michael Head comes Limehouse Reach. Lovely song, which almost has been written for Ian Wallace. Lovely song, but for me it's one of those concertina pieces of music. So if you'll excuse me, I'll get myself sorted out.
Just carry on talking.
I'm ready, Ian. Are you?
He's ready.
Just find Guildford and work there.
Fell in love with a limehouse lass, but she has proved untrue. She looked as fresh as a figurehead that's just been painted new. But she's took and married a lighterman, so it's time for me to go. But
But I would have loved you so, my dear, I would have loved you so. Oh, the shake of the foresheet pays for all that a sailor leaves behind. For an alehouse shot and a friend forgot and a sweetheart false or kind. For the blooming muddocks off the ground and it's time for us to go. But I would have loved you so, my dear, I would have loved you so. Now a long goodbye to Lima's Reach and a last goodbye to you. A fella's a fool to die for love, which I don't mean to do. There are girls as smart in every port from here to Callao. But I would have loved you so, my dear. I would have loved you so.
Limehouse Reach, music by Michael Head. Would you like to know who's won this time? John and Frank. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis North. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Tony Schreiber.